Now the news, I'm Wenji. China's top political advisory body has concluded its annual session. The closing meeting approved several resolutions, including that on the work report of the Standing Committee of the 14th CPPCC National Committee. Chairman Wang Huning delivered a speech at the conclusion of the session.
We should listen to and heed the people's suggestions and the issues they reflected, make sure that all that can be transferred into our actions and the plans, and make a good suggestions. And we should also be good at utilizing all different means to motivating people and also the members of CPPCC to conduct the deep consultation and discussion, and also to make sure everyone's voice heard, that our suggestions is more useful, and also gathering a broader sense of consensus.
The 14th Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference National Committee opened its second session on March 4th, which also marked the beginning of this year's two sessions, along with the country's top legislature. Key discussions during this year's political season include new quality productive forces and artificial intelligence. Huang Fei has more.
More than 5,000 proposals have been submitted. This include Chinese modernization, building a modernized industrial system, high-level opening of the economy, as well as rural revitalization. Now, science and technology remains the number one priority in terms of growing the economy. We heard a proposal about building a large pool of high-level team of industrial workers. Now, a new category this year worth noting was environmental and resources. President Xi Jinping has said many times that Chinese modernization must be a harmony between man and nature.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has congratulated Asif Ali Zardari on his election as Pakistani president. President Xi says he's willing to work with Zardari for more progress on the all-weather strategic cooperative partnership between the two countries and the China-Pakistan community with a shared future. Zardari won the presidential election with 411 votes from the electoral colleges. This will be his second term as president after he served as the country's 11th president from 2008 to 2013. India's election commissioner Arun Goel has resigned a few weeks ahead of the country's general elections. India's Federal Ministry of Law and Justice said that President Draupadi Murmu had accepted Goel's resignation. But the ministry has not cited any reason. The resignation has put a question mark on the election dates, which were due to be announced next week. The three-member panel of the Election Commission is now left with only the chief commissioner. The warring parties in Sudan have welcomed a UN Security Council's resolution that urged an immediate halt to hostilities during Ramadan. The Sudanese Foreign Ministry has outlined four conditions for its implementation, including the withdrawal of the Rapid Support Forces. The RSF said it hopes the resolution will facilitate civilian movement and the delivery of humanitarian aid. Independent Sudanese politicians also embraced the resolution. French President Emmanuel Macron's political party has kicked off his European elections campaign, running on a slogan of defending a Europe of progress and power. Renaissance has chosen EU Parliament member Valérie Hayer to lead the list for the June 9th polls. Opinion polls show that Marine Le Pen's national rally is set to make large gains in the elections and could pose a major challenge to France's mainstream parties. Data shows China's fixed asset investment in railways has reached over 65 billion yuan, or about $9 billion, in the first 2 months of this year. The figure is up 9.5% compared with the same period last year. Authorities say 15,000 China-Europe freight trains have passed through a border port in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. Arinhat Port is the largest land port between China and Mongolia. There are 70 China-Europe freight train routes passing through the port. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.